This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Let's start this report with a couple of maxims. First, government shutdowns are bad, really bad. And beyond all the finger-pointing of who caused it and why, the reality is it hurts the American people, no matter their political stripes. Plus, it's expensive. Winding down and restarting federal agencies isn't a cheap proposition. That's why these shutdowns are nothing but a costly temper tantrum by one side or the other, maybe even both. You know what else is bad? Continuing resolutions. Maybe not quite as bad as a shutdown, but still counterintuitive to American governance. The CR, in my opinion, should only be used sparingly and only as a stopgap measure, suggesting very temporary in nature and only to bridge a short time period when lawmakers are close to funding a solution but still need a little time to work out some detail. Kind of like a timeout in football. Stop the clock, clear the cobwebs of thought, and return to the huddle. But the use of CRs as a long-term funding strategy is hurtful to America, especially our men and women in uniform. We don't fight wars based on what the enemy was doing 2 years ago. We fight them based on what they're doing right now. CRs fund the government on obsolete priorities and at obsolete levels, and that's dangerous. And by now, most everyone knows that for years, Congress has been unable to do what we call regular order, pass budgets, fund the government through an appropriations process, and move on to the next cycle. Right now, we don't even have a budget and top-line spending agreements. Honestly, though the House has marked up all 12 appropriation bills in committee, good for us, and three on the House floor, we sort of plucked our top-line numbers out of the air. What else could we do? Kudos to our chairman, Tom Cole of Oklahoma, for recognizing the need to move out on this process months ago. This week, the House passed yet another CR, this one until the 21st of November. It marks, I think, the 58th time, according to my count, that we've had to do that in my nearly 15 years in Congress. Frankly, I'm not real sure of what might change in the next 7 weeks that would make this a wise move, except to prevent a government shutdown. But here we go, assuming the Senate can come to agreement, getting back in the appropriations huddle and restarting the offense. I spent much of my time during the August recess trashing shutdowns and CRs. I even went so far as to suggest I couldn't stomach another continuing resolution. They give me a lot of heartburn. So this week, after a couple of Pepcid ACs and holding my nose, and perhaps naively believing the Speaker, after a personal visit to his office on Thursday, would get serious about moving something in these next 7 weeks. I mean, call a play that works, get a first down, and get momentum back on our side. It might be a while before I can look myself in the mirror after voting yes, but I did vote for it, mainly because conventional wisdom says that if the government shuts down, it will likely be because the Democrat minority will reject a clean CR without a bunch more spending on stuff we can't afford. So assuming everything goes according to Hoyle, we'll restart the clock to November 21st. But understand, that's doubtful. The Senate will agree to it on Friday. But with time still on the clock, they can get to agreement maybe the week of the 29th. Then the attention goes back to each chamber to find agreement on a full-year appropriations bill. And if we can score that victory, the CR vote on Friday will have been worth it. If we end up needing another CR right before Thanksgiving without having moved anything, I might as well deep-fry myself instead of that butterball turkey. I told the Speaker, and I told Leader Scalise, Whip Emmer, Chairman Cole, I even told the dude running the floor polisher in the hallway, that with that vote on Friday, I've now lost any appetite for putting the greatest country the world has ever known through these gymnastics again, especially national security. I guess my advice to leadership is find a way, because I wasn't the only one holding my nose on that Friday vote. The margins in both the House and Senate are thin. I mean, really thin. We can lose 2 votes in the House on a partisan bill, and soon it will be down to 1. The Senate can lose 3. So common sense should dictate that whatever we do coming up with funding, we have to do it in a bipartisan way. It's just that simple. But around here, few in leadership want to go down that road, though they know deep down eventually they'll have to. It's either that, or come mid-November, they'll be trying to sell members on yet another CR, and this one right before the holidays. I'm reminded of that scene in the movie Forrest Gump. Remember, Jenny was in front of her old house, recollecting her father's abuse and her traumatic childhood. She threw her shoes and then rocks at the house. Then old Forrest leans down and says, "Sometimes there just aren't enough rocks." As it concerns government funding, with shutdown talk and CRs, sometimes there's just not enough Pepcid. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.